When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Content warning. Ladies and gentlemen, the following podcast is not suitable for all audiences, and viewer/listener discretion is advised. For example, if when you just heard the term ladies and gentlemen, you immediately thought about how exclusionary it is, then it's probably best you turn this off now.
Yeah.
The same weight, he's just in nicer clothes.
Yeah. The twins.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
And then he goes, oh, but that's my twin, you let him in. And he's a fat, sweaty mess.
They go, like, he's not a sweaty mess. Look at him.
Should have shopped at Giacomo. And he goes, oh, but I shopped at Matalan. They went, well, that's where you went wrong.
Yeah, Fatalan.
Hello, welcome to Dead Men Talking with me, Rob Mulholland, and him. You know who it is? It's a fat cunt.
It's Freddie Quinn, who is just overweight, and he's not even that fat.
Just overweight.
But actually has a dad bod, and that's sexy in this day and age.
Dad bod? You've got like six dad bods at once.
I've got a divorced dad bod.
Like, you're definitely obese.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, medically.
Yeah. Last time I checked my BMI, it was so far to the right. It was like,
right. You're like, oh, this. It must not work for me. I must be too strong.
Must be
too much of a bodybuilder.
The scale was so far that it was just at the end, and it was. Do you know what? I'll tell you a story. So, this is going to shock you.
Oh yeah.
Are you ready?
I'm braced.
Ready? Yeah. So I have sleep apnea.
Right.
Sorry, do you want to make a joke about a medical condition, Rob?
Go on. You got a little mask to stop you from dying?
I'm supposed to, but I won't wear it.
Right. So you'd rather just die a fat cunt?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, because I don't like the idea of, like, you know.
What, being alive?
No, wearing a stupid little mask.
Right. Well, maybe have a jog then. That's another way to solve that problem, isn't it?
Well, I think
take some of the weight off your chest.
I think you'll find it's got nothing to do with your chest weight. It's to do with your airwaves in your neck. So how about...
So you've got a big fat neck.
That, yes.
Because you've got your neck's too fat.
My neck is 18 and a half inches.
That's so big.
It's massive, isn't it?
I think mine's like 16, maybe. So, and I'm 6 foot seven.
Eight and a half inches. 18 and a half inches for a neck is the sort of measurement that they tell you that a rugby prop is to tell you how stopped they are.
Yeah, 100%. Like, I'd say, like, you know, like astronauts, because they're like subjected to that many G's.
Yeah.
Next, like, Formula One drivers. Or fat cunts.
Anyway, so I've got sleep apnea, and I've had it ever since I was 18. I've had it for my whole...
18 stone.
Yeah, well that's... Yeah, pretty much. I kept gaining weight until I got to 18 stone, then I just stopped.
Plateaued.
Yeah. It's like the calorie burning in and out thing. It just
You've balanced it now.
Yeah, I'm happy.
Yeah,
all my clothes fit forever, so it's fine.
Yeah, sure.
Anyway, new ones, not so much. Try shopping for jeans when you're a 30-inch leg and a 40-inch waist.
Sorry, I'm 6'7". Do you think it's easy for me?
Yeah, but you've got like Special Shop, haven't you?
No, I don't. I'm not buying from Special Shop.
Are you not?
I'm not going to High and Mighty, mate. Have you seen the clothes?
Is that what they're called, High and Mighty?
But that's also for
that's
you.
What you're. You could
come in. It's for fat cunts and tall cunts.
I'm not shopping at a place called High and
Mighty.
Exactly.
I went in once, right, into the one in Leeds.
Yeah.
All right. First thing that pissed me off: really low door frame.
At High and Mighty.
At High and Mighty.
Wow.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Yeah.
And also, right, they'd stop.
That's like Lush saying nobody with blue ears allowed in.
Yeah. It was like, and like the shop was so small, they got such a small unit in one of the arcades in Leeds.
Yeah.
That they were really narrow aisles. And it's like, you're catering to tall people and fat people.
Yeah.
That's one thing I'll say for Giacomo. You go into one of their shops, plenty of room.
Giacomo really fucked up as a brand.
Right.
Because they, when they started out, their spokesman was Johnny Vegas.
Yeah.
Now, as much as I love Johnny Vegas, no one wants to look like him.
That is fair, yeah.
So they have had this...
No one's got him on your inspo board.
Well, this is it. And they've had this thing where it's for fat men that have given up.
Yeah.
And they've really tried over the last 10 years to be like, no, our spokesperson's now Freddie Flintoff.
Yeah,
who's just a bit chubby but
husky.
In a stocky way.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, Giacomo's for fat, ugly people that have given up.
Yeah.
And no amount of... They'd be better off calling their company something else.
Yeah.
Like
fat
fucking...
Fat cunts.
Nah, Chubb and Sons.
Chubb and Sons.
Sound like they make locks.
But yeah, no, I do think, like, lean into that. There's loads of, like, fat cunts who can't be arsed jogging, but don't want to look like shit, so they still like some nice clothes,
yeah.
You know?
Diabetes. Who makes you top, Diabetes?
Yeah,
lose some weight, you fat cunt.
We just make one-legged trousers.
Yeah.
Sell shoes in singles.
Yeah. Are you tired of socks that come in pairs?
But like, no, I do agree with you. That was a because it was a
fancy
good,
a single driving glove.
It was a good marketing area because you're like, yeah, like, you know, you might not want to go on a diet, but you might still want to go on a nice night out, have a nice t-shirt on.
Yeah,
big fat cunt's got Giacomo sorted.
Yeah, well, have I told you before this? Have I told you before this? Have I told you this before? Fucking hell.
Jesus.
It's like a Gambian that's just learned English.
Just looking at the Gambian flag.
Peter Billy.
Yeah. Peter Billy.
Have I told
flag.
You before this? Now listen, right. So it pisses me off the way that they market clothes to fat people. Like
right.
It genuinely pisses me off, right? So here's the thing as well. All plus size models are like in their underwear, black and white, in their underwear. The background's white, the underwear's black, and they're like, woohoo! We're just fat girls that are just loving it right now. It's, oh my God. It's like, that's not how they are. Like, they'll show guys, right? And it'll be like the advert for men's clothing will be a fat guy climbing a mountain in a shirt, some jeans, and some like Doc Martin-esque boots, and like maybe like a trilby hat or something like that. Yeah, and he's climbing a mountain in the clothes that he'd wear to go to an all bar one.
Yeah,
and it's like, no. First of all, we don't climb mountains.
Yeah.
Secondly, if we do, we don't get to the top and just have one bead of sweat and go. But thirdly. Like, just if we were going to climb that mountain, we'd be in the one pair of fucking athletic pants that we've got and an old football top.
Yeah.
And we'd be sweating our tits off have trainers on.
Tell you what the advert should be, right? Like, fat guy goes into the pub, right, wearing his new Giacomo gear, and his mates don't call him a fat cunt.
Yeah.
They're just like, hey, you look good. And he's like...
No, they don't even say that.
Advert.
They look at him and they sort of sniff... And then one of them goes, drop a pint.
Yeah.
And then that's it.
That's it. And he just sits down and it's fine.
Yeah. And he goes, oh, are you not going to take the piss out of me because I've got these pork scratchings?
Yeah.
And then they go, yeah, don't get them on your shirt. It's nice, that.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the end
and
of it.
And then he goes, oh, my God.
This is the best day of my life. But like, there is a thing, like, there was a complaint a while ago that I saw that was very funny about, like, it was about, like, fat women in adverts, like, when they were, like, you know, advertising, like, sports gear to them and stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, obviously, you know, do that, great. But, like, the complaint was, why do they always show women, like, looking exhausted and sweaty when they're exercising? Why can't they just, like, look nice? Because, right, no one looks good when they're exercising.
Yeah, it's 'cause you're exercising.
Least of all, fat cunts.
Yeah.
Like, either you want to show them exercising or you want them looking good. Though you can't have the two at the same
time. Here's the thing that I don't like about those adverts, and it's not that they're sweaty, it's that it shows them determined. So so they've got a determined look on their face and the music is going, ain't nobody can stop me now. I'm a girl, I'm going to take on the world.
And like, whenever I see a fat person in the gym, and like, I'm fucking well happy that they're there. Yeah. I'm ultimately supportive. I'm not going to take the piss out of anyone who's doing
ultimately
that.
Ultimately. At the end of the day, when all's said and done, I'm supportive.
No, like, you know,
but I don't want to look at him.
Good on you. But I rarely see, like, you know, someone who's really out of shape in the gym looking like, I'm doing this. They look knackered and upset, but they're still doing it, which is great.
And there's the bit where they're tired, like this, and then they think and they go, only one more lap. Yeah. And their eyes narrow, and then they start to pedal faster on their bike, and it's like, fuck off. Yeah. Fuck off.
People who are in shape don't exercise like that.
It should just be people going, I fucking hate this.
But I'm still doing it. I'm going to do it
exactly.
Anyway.
Exactly.
Realistic. That's fair. That's what exercise is for most people.
Yeah.
You know?
It's just unreal. It just pisses me off that they think that we're that stupid.
Yeah. But like, why can't it just be like a guy having a curry looking nice? You know?
Oh, yeah, totally. Totally.
Just give him an, you know, give him, like, just let him, you know, they could be sat down playing computer games.
I would love a fat guy's clothing thing. That was a guy on a night out, right? Gets let into all the... Nowhere says not tonight, mate, because he's dressed nicely. Yeah. So everywhere goes, we don't usually let horrible fat cunts in, but...
We normally try and keep a standard up.
We tend to find it puts off mildly attractive women.
Tell you what you should
do. Sweaty, horrible messes by the door, rubbing their fucking weirdly blue jeans.
This is how the advert goes, though, right? He's behind a fat cunt in the queue for the club. And they go, not tonight, mate. You're a fat, sweaty, gross mess. And then they go, you come in.
Yeah.
They're the same weight. He's just in nicer clothes.
Yeah. They're twins.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. And then he goes, oh, but that's my twin. You're letting him in. And he's a fat, sweaty mess.
They go, he's not a sweaty mess. Look at him.
Should have shopped at Giacomo. And he goes, oh, but I shopped at Matalan. They went, well, that's where you went wrong.
Yeah. Fatalan. Fatalan. They should have a plus size range called Fatalan.
Or they should do next, but with loads of X's.
Next, X, X. It's Nexalt. It's got an L. But yeah, just, you know.
I think the clothing retailer Fatface has got it about right.
Yeah, they smashed it. But yeah, the next advert, right, it can be a sequential one. He's inside the club, right, and he pulls a 4.5 out of 10.
Yeah.
Let's keep it realistic. You know, we're not doing a Lynx advert, right? You know, Giacomo's not a miracle worker, but you can shack someone.
And she says the cut is her going, I thought someone like you would be in a house share. And they go, nope. Rent my own place.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they're coming back.
And you go, at least a 2014 Corsa. It's just really realistic. Yeah. Is that the champagne? Sorry, Prosecco.
Yeah. It's actually got Android CarPlay on there, so you can hook your... Yeah, you can choose whatever song you like.
Bluetooth, don't worry about it.
No. You connect up. I don't even mind.
Heated seats. Well, no, I will sit in it for a bit first, if you want.
You're literally describing my old car.
Yeah.
Literally, had Android Auto, had heated seats. Yeah. Anyway, that should be the more... And then at the end, takeaway, and it's a guy, and he's eating the takeaway. But you know how fat people at the end of a night out just push a takeaway into their mouths?
I've witnessed it.
Yeah. Like that.
Yeah.
What we're doing is we're eating it and we're just watching that we don't get it on our new shirt.
Yeah.
We go, oh.
So you actually take a breath between bites.
Yeah. And then a girl goes past us, don't spill chili garlic on that. It's a nice shirt, that. Yeah. And you go, thanks, can I get your number? She goes, no. But your shirt is nice.
I've got an uglier mate.
Yeah. But one of my friends, Susan, who's going through the bins, she might be interested. Yeah.
At the end of it, right, you go to bed with this woman and she holds up your sleep apnea mask and goes, you gonna put this on? And you go, shh, not tonight.
Unprotected. I'm going bareback, baby. If I die, I die. Giacomo, realistic clothing for big fat cunts.
Yeah,
I'll take that.
But I did. I always like High and Mighty. I did object to the clothes are so shit. It's like they're basically like, look, you giant freak, you will wear whatever we've got.
Yeah, right. That is about right, isn't it? Because once you get to a weird proportion, as I think we both are, it stops being about size and style and starts being about what fits.
Yeah, just what'll cover you.
Yeah. Like that, just, yeah. I said this to Carl, right? So at the wedding, at Paul Smith's wedding, mm-hmm. me and Carl were both dressed...
Sensei Carl.
Me and Sensei Carl were both dressed quite well.
Yeah.
Now, I took him to one side and I said that you dress quite well. And he said, you're also dressed quite well, you know. And I said, yeah, but it's more impressive when I do it. And he said, well, what do you mean? I said,
because it's a lot more logistics involved.
This is it. Because you can pick anything, whereas I can pick four things and I have to make them work. I said, what it's like is, you know how on the golden boot for the football player that scored the most goals in all of Europe's top five leagues?
Yeah.
So you know how, like, there's a point system attributed?
Yeah, if you score 40 in Belgium, you're still not getting it.
Yeah. Whereas if you score 40 in the Premier League, because it's a harder league, they count, that counts more.
Yeah.
That's what I said to him.
Right,
so I said, you're dressed a bit better than me.
Yeah, you've got fat cunt coefficient.
Exactly. Fat cunt coefficient. So me, I get a times by
0.5, right,
and that brings me ahead of you.
Well, no, that would actually half your score if you times by
0.5. Times by...
1.5.
Yeah.
Maths.
Yeah, maths. Fun.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I do agree. It is like more difficult than this. But actually, like, you know, most normal shops will just about do me. I think if I like get any bigger, I might be in trouble.
Are you still growing?
Well, like, I'm putting on, I'm losing a little bit at the moment, but like, you know, I've been putting on weight over the last year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've gone up from a medium t-shirt to an extra large in a year.
Have you?
Yeah, mate.
Look at you, well done.
Buffing up.
I'm double XL, mate.
Yeah. I'm not catching that.
Nah.
Got a bit of a head start.
Do you know what fucks me off as well, and it really fucking irritates me, is there's no one standard size of clothes.
Yeah.
Double XL
a medium
or
is
XL,
not a medium. Yeah.
It doesn't mean anything.
I know,
I hate it. I got a double XL jacket from Carhartt delivered to me. It is fucking humongous.
Yeah.
It nobody's that fat. Nobody.
Well, Rob Thomas.
No, honestly, it a fucking dwarf, Rob.
Yeah.
It's huge, right? I got a double XL shirt delivered from Top Man.
Yeah.
I couldn't even do up one of the buttons.
Yeah.
It looked like a little fucking... It literally just got past my shoulders.
It is the way, like, online shopping, you're just rolling the fucking dice.
Yeah.
I know they've got those size guides, but I don't know what my chest measurement is.
Do you not?
I don't think so, no.
I'm a 50.
Fucking hell. That's too many, isn't it?
Too many chests.
You've got too many chests, mate.
I think I'm a double D, I think he said.
Like you're a 50 double D.
No.
Well, no, because that's what the number is. It's
I would be. No, I'd be about a 50 B then.
Yeah. No, because like your cup size is separate to the round, so you could
is
still
it?
Be, yeah. A 50 double D.
Mm.
Wow.
No, I'm not a double D. I've not got double D tits.
Can we go to a bra shop and get you fitted for Patreon?
That would be really funny.
Can we get you fitted and see what tit size you actually are?
Right.
Because, you know, if we go to, like, Marks and Spencer's and just go, if you just go in and go, hi, I want to be fitted for a bra, you know they're going to have to. Because they can't go, we're not doing you.
How dare you?
Yeah.
At Marks and Spencer's, at...
Exactly.
LGBT, at Stonewall.
Exactly, mate.
So, I'll tell you
will
what...
Will you do it? For the fans. The fans want to see it.
Right, okay.
Comment below if you want to see Freddie getting his tits fitted.
Don't say it like that if I want to see me getting my tits fitted. Right, I'll tell you what, right? So we're on about 1,100 now.
Yeah.
I'll do it at 1,500,
brilliant.
Which is a reasonable fucking target.
That is, yeah.
I'll do it, but we're not doing it in a local public shop. Like, we'll find a way... Yeah. To get me measured, there'll be some
we'll
fucking...
go to a Marks and Spencer's. They do
no,
it.
No, we're not going into a random Marks and Spencer's.
Why not? That's the
because
fun.
That's a woman's worst day at work. That is some poor 19-year-old girls. She's going to come out of that and go, I think I've been violated and I don't know how because it was me that touched him. I don't get it, But for some reason, I feel like he's gamed the system in some way.
Any women watching, please let us know what is the best way to get Freddie privately measured for his
tits. Do they not do a thing like they do for shoe sizes?
Well, yeah, essentially. Like, if you go to, like, it's a thing that they offer at, like, bra shops where you go in and you get fitted for it and they measure you.
Do you know what? If we did, like, if there was... I'd say I'd do it.
Go to a little bra shop.
I'd do it. I'd do it at a little bra shop that knew what the crack was.
Right.
That I said. No, I'm not measuring that.
No, no. By the way, when we go in, we're saying that we're filming for a documentary about your transition.
No, no, you're
not. Come on, why not?
No.
Why not? Play the game.
Why not?
Why not?
This is why not, Rob.
Yeah. The same. We're taking on a real challenge this time. World's most extreme transitions. That's what we're going to say the TV show's called. Come on.
Will you get measured as well?
Yeah, I'll do. I'll say I'm doing it out of solidarity.
No, you're also getting transitioned.
All right, fine. But I'm going to be like a... I'll be like a... I reckon about a 38A.
No, you won't be... You'll be a double A. You've got an out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's fuck all
I reckon I'm probably...
I've got a little bit. I've got like
I reckon
bit.
I'm probably a B cup.
Yeah. But like, we'll find out, mate. Let's go get you fitted.
If I'm anything more than a B cup, I'm going to be really upset.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if a professional... said you've got C-cup tits what, mate, as a man.
Mate, like, to be fair, C's on the low end of my estimate.
No, it's not.
Imagine if you had, like, G's.
No, but I clearly don't have G's. What? What?
You've clearly got G-gly tits.
Really?
Yeah. G-gly tits.
G-gly tits.
You've got G-gly tits.
Mate.
If anyone happens to, like, look... I know this is a long shot, but if anyone watching runs a bra shop, let's come get us fitted.
I reckon there might be somebody that works in an Ann Summers.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, I used to know a lot of people who worked at Ann Summers. They've all quit now, I think.
Why?
Molly McGuinness, she used to work there.
She could probably do a measuring.
Yeah, I don't know if we want to get Molly involved in
Why?
This. You know, I don't think she deserves that. She deserves better.
Oh, but you're happy to take it out on some unsuspecting...
Yeah, at work, you know, in their professional role.
But imagine that as a day's work.
Yeah.
A really hairy man came in.
Hey, not a man.
And made
not
me...
Not a man.
Made
Whoa.
Me...
A beautiful woman.
A really hairy person...
Really hairy...
Came in and made me check... And I had to hold... I don't know how they do it, but they hold...
Do you reckon they hold your tits?
Yeah. So in my head, what they do is they hold a tit in one hand and they have like a... You know, like a weighing scale.
Drink them old-timey scales.
Yeah. And they keep putting little weights on until the tit balances out and they go...
Oh, that's a C.
That's about a C cup, that.
Right. It's not on weight, the cup measurement. It's on size.
Yeah, but size and weight... When it comes to tits...
I don't know, I think some tits are less dense than others.
Do you think?
Yeah, definitely.
No, I think that all
Some tits are well baggy.
No, but I think roughly all tits have the same density.
Not after they've had kids.
Oh, point.
Yeah, they become a bit more empty at that point, which is beautiful and wonderful.
Wonderful.
Get them on the bottle, who gives a fuck if they can't read? Right, so it's decided we're going to get Fredolina's lovely...
Not even Fredolina.
Fredolina.
At least fucking, what was it, Sasha...
Quincy.
Quincy? Yeah. Da, 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 da. Weigh my big fat titties. Do, 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 do.
Yeah. All right, let's get you fitted, mate.
Yeah, mate. Yeah. And then sell the story to a piper. Yeah.
Do you reckon you can get your, like, dick measured for, like, fitting into, like, a nice bit of underwear? Like, you know when, like, have you ever been past, like, a, like, you know in Soho, they've got, like, gay people shops where they, like, have, like,
What?
I know. Disgusting. But they have, like, their underwear in the windows, and it looks, you know, they're good because they have a proper, like, pouch that, like, grabs it all. Do you reckon you have to fit different sizes for them?
No, I reckon it's just...
thinking, like, Peter Andre in an extra small...
Oh, that was brutal, wasn't it?
Mate, it's so horrible.
Rebecca Vardy is such a fucking snake,
what a twat.
Man.
Like, if you haven't seen, basically, in the trial of Rebecca Vardy versus
Wait a minute. Let's try and imagine that we have a listener here from America.
Right.
Who doesn't know what Rebecca Vardy or Colleen Rooney is.
Right.
So how could you explain it to this kid that works on a farm in Nebraska.
Right, so they are Britain's most prominent lesbian couple.
I'd watch that.
Yeah. No, they are wives of footballers. Wayne Rooney and Jamie Vardy, both strikers who've played for England.
But also as well, both kind of the same profile of striker. Yeah. In that they're both that scrappy, dogged...
Sure.
You don't want to play against them. They never know when they're beaten. They're a bit of a cunt. You love them if they're on your team, but you hate them if they're in the opposition.
Sure, sure. They're both scallies.
And their wives are an extension.
Got checkered histories as
and
well.
Their wives are almost an extension of that as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Because their wives both also come across as scals.
Yeah, yeah. They're scals with money.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know full well that if these two weren't footballers, this would be council estate beef.
Oh, 100%. Like, if Wayne Rooney wasn't a footballer, he'd be a bricklayer.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And they'd be on some estate, and they'd be having a scrap in the middle next to the fucking Manky play area.
Yeah.
And you'd be there'd be someone filming it on their phones, and it'd be on, like, Twat Bible or something.
But, like, you know, if you want to know the full details of the case, like, just fucking Google it. It's, like, basically, you know, like... Rebecca Vardy was like, he's claimed that she was leaking stories to the press and all this sort of stuff.
Yeah, and then Colleen Rooney did a thing where she said, I found out who it is that's leaking stories about me because I did some Instagram stories and I made them private to everybody except Rebecca Vardy, and that was the one that was in the paper.
Yeah, and she claims it's her agent that leaked
She did
it.
A very famous thing. It's .. Rebecca Vardy's account, and that blew up.
Yeah,
and now Rebecca Vardy's trying to sue us for libel.
Yeah, did you see Rebecca Vardy in the trial when they asked her a name? Went, it's Rebecca Vardy.
Is that what she said?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's really funny.
Yeah. So like they're like suing each other, but like Peter Andre caught the biggest stray of all time in this.
Oh yeah, this was like, you know when there's two fighters fighting and then one of them gets knocked out but they're still in fight mode and the referee comes along to stop it and then the fighter has to do it the ref.
Right, like wrestling, that would happen.
Yeah.
Or like in GTA when you accidentally lock onto a passerby when you're having a fight. You just accidentally swat someone and then the police are after you.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, so the lawyer said to, I think it was to Rebecca Vardy, they said, do you respect people's privacy?
Yeah.
And she said, yes. And then they quoted from an article about Rebecca Vardy, where she'd given an interview about shagging Peter Andre, where she said that he had a tiny dick.
Yeah.
And like, but, so then Peter Andre then trended on Twitter for having a tiny knob.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with this case.
Poor lad.
Poor Peter Andre.
Yeah.
Bad enough having a tiny little dick, let alone it being out everywhere. Yeah. Jesus. Do you reckon he's going to get a new one growing on his arm?
Do you know what, though, as well? Is he's been stone... What can you say?
Yeah.
He's been stone quiet.
Well, like, the only way to refute it is posting a dick pic.
Yeah.
But, like, if you do have a little knob, you've just got to hope it blows over.
I once saw Peter Andre live.
Of like, the three gigs you've ever been to, one is Peter Andre.
No, there's a different story behind this.
Okay.
So, I actually went to see Grease the Musical.
Right, but you don't say, that's just Grease. There's no Grease, not the musical.
Yeah.
It's just a musical, isn't it? The whole thing's a musical. Imagine Grease without songs, Jesus Christ.
To see Grease, not the musical. There was a large monologue about some sort of Grease lightning.
Yeah.
Go! Greased lightning.
It's actually, the plot is wafer thin. If you cut the songs out of Grease, you've got a 10-minute film.
Yeah. Yeah. So Olivia Newton-John going around going, I am totally devoted to you. It's Northern as
just
well.
Just a load of people working on a car. Have you fucked this up?
Yeah, no, yeah. I got it. There you go. All so, It's just talking about mechanics, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right, so I went to see Grease.
Yeah. Musical?
It was Grease the Musical. I wanted to see Grease, not the musical.
Yeah.
But
Sold out.
Yeah. High in demand.
Sure.
Anyway, they'd made a role for Peter Andre.
Right.
So
like, oh, this random Australian's come to visit the school.
No, it wasn't like, hey, I'm a foreign exchange child. Yeah. I go,
or was it like, Sandy, you seem like quite a mysterious girl.
I stop and stare at you with my tiny cock. Whoa.
Danny, that's insania.
Oh my God, that's always shit.
Yeah.
Right, okay, no, it wasn't anything like that, right? Who's going to look after this kid that Dwight York doesn't want?
Mate, Harvey in the fucking Grease movie.
I bet he's got a big... Anyway. Right.
Bet he fucks like a bull.
No. Sorry. Right, so... we're not doing that. We're not going there.
How much would you pay for a Harvey
No. We're not.
How much would you pay?
We are not doing it.
How much would you pay?
We're not doing it because there is a law called Harvey's Law.
You're not allowed to talk about his knob?
I don't want to get involved. I don't want to do it. I'm not doing it. I'm not engaging.
I'm just saying, if you've got a picture, WhatsApp us. 752-644-931. I want to see that hog.
So, it looked like, you know when people do... Yorkshire Pud wraps. Right, stop now. Stop. So.
Oh, it's gone viral on Lad Bible Food.
So, right. it's an eating challenge. So, anyway, right. So, he was the DJ guy.
Harvey?
No, No.
John Travolta.
Fucking,
not John Travolta. Peter Andre.
Peter Andre. So he was like a DJ guy that sort of held the show together. And then he also sung Beauty School Dropout.
Right.
Do you know the song?
I've seen Grease hundreds of times. My sister was obsessed with it when I was growing up.
Yeah, it's a Beauty School Dropout.
Yeah.
No graduation day for you. Now, look, I used to think that Peter Andre can't sing. Mm-hmm. But then I watched him on Grease the Musical. And to be fair to him, he can't act or dance either. He was fucking shite. He was absolutely... Do you know how bad he was?
Yeah.
It took him dancing for 5 minutes and singing for me to go, is that Peter Andre?
Yeah.
He was that bad, I didn't know who he was.
Right, you just clocked the lack of bulge in his leotard.
No, do you know what...
Is that Andre?
Sort of weirdly flat Ken doll that's... Oh... No, I'll tell you what it was, is he was still able to hit a couple of really high falsetto kind of notes.
I'm aware of falsetto, yeah.
All right. Sorry, NME. Sorry, Kerrang.
Kerrang.
That was a thing, I thought.
Yeah, no, it was. It was. You know, I don't know if it's still running, Kerrang. I assume it is. But it's a metal magazine. It's not really, you know, the right one.
It's falsetto in metal.
Sure.
Have you ever heard of the band Death to the Non-Believers?
Death to the Non-Believers.
Yeah.
I bet there is a band called that.
No, there's not a band.
I bet there is.
Were they Cabal-based?
Death to the Non-Believers band.
Yeah, you might have heard the music.
There is a band called Death to the Unbelievers.
Really?
Yeah.
But not one called Death to the Non-Believers?
Well, no, Unbelievers is the Quran quote. So, you know, not Kerrang, Quran. Death to the Unbelievers. Oh, no, it might be by a band called My Devil. I think it's a song. Anyway.
Kerrang. It's just...
Asian metal.
Asian metal music.
To be fair, those, like, drums they do for Asian music could fucking slap in a metal song.
Oh, my God. Kerrang. Anyway, it's got to be the highest magazine in the shop.
I was about to say, you got to put it on the top shelf.
No one near the porn mags, because that's her amp. Anyway, he was Peter Andre was doing it.
Yeah,
he can hit a couple of high notes.
Sure,
he can still hit them like a little songbird. Mm-hmm. However,
she's got no balls.
Well, yeah. It's like a eunuch.
Yeah.
The problem was was that he was very much a 50-year-old man surrounded by 20-year-olds.
So, you know, accurate to Greece. That is very much what the film's like.
Well, right. It was like, you know when you watched Leeds United under Marcelo Bielsa?
Oh, I remember.
And Pablo Hernandez was doing... He was the one that was there for the, you know, orchestrating the show.
Yeah.
However, he needed much younger kids around him to do his running.
Sure.
That's what it was like watching
Peter Andre.
In that he was the star.
Yeah.
He was the one, you know, hitting those high notes.
Sure.
But when the dancing came... Yeah. Oh, he showed his...
You need a Mateus Click at that point.
Even though he is in good shape,
yeah.
The snaps weren't quite as snappy,
yeah,
the
yeah.
moves weren't quite
was
as
he
sharp.
Was he on like Strictly or something, Peter Andre?
I think he might have been.
Yeah.
He was on I'm a Celebrity.
Oh,
so
yeah,
I
well,
feel
that's
like...
where Insania came from.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? He was like, oh, I've met a song.
Yeah, he definitely wrote that before he went. 100%.
Defo.
100%.
Defo.
And they're like, oh, I've just come up with this song.
I mean, there's no
way... I mean,
way...
how could you come up with a song that good?
I mean, there's no way you can remember those lyrics, is there?
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
Imagine being in the thing going, oh, I've got a great song. Do you want to hear it, guys? It goes, do-do-do-do-do-do. Oh, fuck.
What next?
Fuck. Has anyone got a... I need to go to the diary room. Is there a pen? Is there a pen? I need... When are we doing letters home?
Oh, man. This itch on my ear is crazy. You could even say it's an insane ear.
That's when he met Jordan, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I think maybe... Yeah, it was, actually. Yeah, they started banging on that, wasn't it?
And then. Imagine meeting somebody on I'm a Celebrity and being like, that's...
Well, like, there's so many stages of things that would have to happen to me before I got there. Like, why the fuck am I on I'm a Celebrity for a start?
Mm.
Like, you know, I'm going to have to get famous first. Well, yeah.
Well,
you know.
They let Joel Dommett on.
Yeah, that's true.
To be fair, he was great on that and it made him.
Yeah, yeah. Well, like, but
and
yeah.
Also, Joel Dommett was a fucking great comic.
Yeah, exactly. Like, Joel, like, good on him. You know, go get that bag, lad. But I think we're in a very different bit of culture.
Yeah.
You know, Joel's a much more mainstream act.
If they did...
And he'd done telly and stuff.
If they did a new Big Brother, and they got away with... They did away with Celebrity Big Brother. They did away with just Big Brother, and it was just Big Brother, this is... And so, well, we wouldn't be in the Celebrity one, so I don't know why I'm... I mean, we wouldn't be, would we? Let's be real. No, I mean, even for Celebrity Big Brother...
We'd be lucky to get in if, like, someone did a podcast spin-off on YouTube. You know,
oh, yeah, we wouldn't even get in that, would we? It'd be, have a word, off the menu.
Yeah.
No, off the menu wouldn't do it, because Acast is too big.
Yeah.
And so's Gamble.
Oh, is it Gamble? Does it?
Who'd do it?
Guilty Feminist.
Oh, God almighty.
Can you imagine if we got locked with the Guilty Feminist?
Fuck me, she'd come out feeling a lot more guilty. Come out feeling a lot more guilty than when she came in.
But yeah, so
do the dishes, Deborah, you lazy bitch! Oh, I wonder who's voted for me this week. Yeah.
What's the prize money? Right, and what is it if a woman wins it?
They're only voting for her because she's fit.
So, what was your...
Oh, what a surprise. You wear the top with a bit of cleave every time it's vote night. I know what you're fucking doing.
So what was your question here? They've rebooted Big Brother.
Would you go on?
Absolutely fucking not.
No.
No. Not a chance in hell.
What if the prize money was...
I'm not going to win it.
You not reckon?
No. The people who win Big Brother are always nice idiots. Right, you've got to be so thick you can't be mean. Whereas I would, in that situation, get so wound up with everyone.
No, because Craig won the first one. He was an arsehole.
Yeah, but like compared to the others, and like that was a very different... It was a very different show then as well.
Yeah.
It was very different back then. And like, you know, and he was liked. He was a popular guy.
Yeah. That's true. Because he called out Nasty Nick.
Exactly. He was like, you know, he was like the nice guy against him and stuff. So you've got to be a nice person to win. And like presented as that by the editors.
Yeah.
Whereas I would give them far too much footage of me snapping at people and cunting people off. And they'd just edit all that together and I'd be the villain.
I think I'd win, me.
Because you're arrogant as fuck. There's no chance you'd win. You're also a cunt.
Yeah, but...
And they'd see how...
Ready to pop the question?
The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Fucking sly they are. They put together like footage of you just sneaking.
Oh my God. Do you know what?
And you'd be such a bitch in the diary room.
Well, this is it. I do all right, and then they do that thing where they... Right, we're going to do a game called Guess Who Said It. And I'm going to be like, oh, fucking
yeah.
Up. Right, okay. She always wears that low-cut top when it's vote night. We know what you're doing, you absolute sly. Who said that about...
You're like looking around like... Yeah.
I don't think I said it quite like that. I was joking.
No, we've got no chance.
Giving me a bad read.
Also, like with any like reality TV, and like even like, you know, Britain's Got Talent and all that sort of shit, where it might like fit with, you know, what I do more.
Yeah,
I don't want to be the guy off Big Brother.
So
you know what I mean?
Have I told you about my stints with reality TV?
No,
I've told you about one of them, but we haven't mentioned it on this podcast. But I feel like we should mention it on the podcast. It's funny. So when I've told you this before. When I was 18. I was obsessed with reality TV. And for me, I really wanted to go on Big Brother. I auditioned for shit...
Very Big Brother.
Big Blubber.
Big Boned Brother.
Just me and loads of animals from SeaWorld. I auditioned for Shipwrecked. Do you remember Shipwrecked?
I do remember Shipwrecked.
Have I told you about this?
Yeah, I think you have. But so Shipwrecked, for anyone who doesn't remember, a lot of very attractive people in their underwear on an island.
That was literally it. There'd be me, a chubby little 18-year-old.
Greenpeace trying to push you back in.
He's endangered, you can't vote him off. He needs his natural habitat. Blue team, you need to leave. No, it's like shark team, yeah, sharks and tigers. Yeah. Anyway, what it was every week some new arrivals had come and they'd have to choose between an island.
They were casting for a new life raft.
Sharks or tigers.
You just put a little sail in your belly button.
And you'd have to try and convince them to go onto your island. And the island that had the more people on... they would win the prize money. It'd be like a share of like 200 grand or something like that.
Sure, sure, sure.
It was basically hot people fucking other hot people.
Yeah.
Because nothing puts people on your island like sex.
Yeah, it was in this period of reality TV where they hadn't quite figured out you could just do Love Island, where you just put fit people in an area and go fuck each other.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They still had to have like a veneer of some like game or experiment or whatever.
Yeah. This is like back when podcasts used to have a theme behind them.
Yeah, before rather they than realized... just being two cunts chatting shit.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So I auditioned for Shipwrecked, right? And I go in and there's five of us all meeting this one producer, right? And speaks the first one. They go, why do you want to go on Shipwrecked? And he goes, oh, I'm just like really random, do you know what I mean? Like, I just do stuff. And people are like, oh my God, Sean, what are you even doing? That's so random, like, why have you even done that? So, like, I'm just going to go on because it's like a really random thing, get it? And she was like, right, yeah, okay. And then she said, right, okay, why do you want to go on Shipwreck? Right, I just like travelling and that, and I just really love it. You know, like, I've always actually wanted to go to, like, the ocean, and I think that I'm, like, a really good laugh and that, and, like, I also would like to challenge myself.
Yeah. They get to you, and they're like, well, I heard you pay for the meals.
So, apparently I come from a long line of orcas, so I'd like to see them. I can't remember what I said, but it's some bullshit.
Yeah, yeah.
And they got to literally the girl at the end, and she said, because, right, I've just come out of a two-year relationship, and I found out that my boyfriend was cheating on me, so I want to go on that island, and I want to fuck every lad on there just to get back at him so he watches me doing it.
So literally she's on the that, series.
Right? They honestly went, okay, thanks for coming. You, if you could go that way. You four, if you could go that way.
Yeah.
And we went through this room, they went... You have not got through now. Fuck off. Yeah. And so we went off, and then that was the end of that. Anywho, right? I once got very, very close. And when I was 18, I was obsessed with reality TV. I thought that was how I was going to make it. I thought, I have to go on one.
So funny if you're a reality star. You'd be on, by now, if you had done that at 18, can you imagine the downswing you'd be on now? If you'd been like reality TV famous like 20 years
ago. I'd be Stephen Burr.
Yeah. But yeah. Just... yeah, but you know, without actually fucking anyone.
So, right. I got to a point where I was really close with this reality TV show because they keep your details on file. And
yeah,
like,
exactly. You know, you might not be right for that one. They might put you in another one.
The one that they were going to put me on was called The Greatest Diets in History, right? And the whole thing was is that it was going to be Channel 4, prime time, and it was going to be people trying different diets. Yeah. Like, so it's the Tudor diet, sure, where you have meat and wine every meal.
They get you in for the Henry VIII episode.
I had six wives like a fucking player. Because I'm fat with a beard.
Sure.
So
we've got to get you dressed up as friend Henry VIII or something at some point.
What, and I'll come out like the king in Hamilton?
Yeah.
You'll be back. Soon you'll see. I don't like to eat baked beans. They had like the Edwardian diet. You had to chew things 28 times. And right, then we're going to monitor.
That's the
which
OCD
one.
Diet, isn't it? Yeah. Keep chewing or mom dies.
They had the Karen Carpenter diet where you could eat what you wanted but had to go back up again.
Sure.
Yeah, the Amy Winehouse diet where you didn't eat, but you took a load of smack.
Yeah, just benzos.
Yeah. And Blakefield is civil, possibly abused you. Possibly. Yeah. There's no way that marriage was healthy.
Anyway,
right? They're like, it's going to be really fractured, it's going to be really great. And they're like, listen, we know that you're trying to break it into the entertainment industry, mm-hmm, which is why we're going to do a spin-off show called, like, you know, you have Big Brother's Little Brother or whatever.
Sure.
We're going to have our own version of that.
Right. The greatest artists in history's fattest cunts.
Well, little bites or whatever. Bite size. And they were like, we're going to have you presenting it. How does that sound? And I was like, ooh, presenter, you say?
Yeah.
At 18. Well, I guess I am.
My destiny is manifesting.
So they sent over this contract and it was fucking huge. It was that thick, yeah, right?
Well, you know, apt.
Yeah, the Karen Carpenter one, 12 words.
Fuck's sake.
And one of the words stopped mid-sentence. Anyway, it was loads of stuff. When you read through this contract, it was, we are legally allowed to do whatever the fuck we want. We can edit this however the fuck we want. We can do whatever we want.
And that's literally what they do. You watch those shows, like whenever there's a reaction shot in a reality show, it's never from then. So they'll have like someone saying something, then it'll cut to someone else being like,
yeah.
But like that is from an entirely different time.
And it was, we own this. We own it forever.
Yeah.
We own it for 1,000 years. Yeah, we own everything online. And this was back when online was like, YouTube was a year old.
Yeah.
We own every iteration of this broadcast throughout every country throughout time. We're going to pay you £1. And that was the minimum that they could pay to make a contract official,
sure,
contract offer acceptance, that kind of thing, right? So I'm
so they're going to pay you a quid?
Yeah, £1.
And they were telling you that you were going to host the show at this point?
Yeah.
And you were like, yeah, I'll do a show for free.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Because I'm 18 and I'm thick.
I know, this is how the whole TV industry works.
Yeah.
Just because preying on knobheads like you.
What they've done, what they've done is they've gone, what does he want?
Yeah.
Oh, he wants to be famous.
Yeah.
Right, well, what we'll do is we'll tell him that he's going to be a TV presenter, but actually we'll just fuck him off.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm umming and arming about this because in my one hand, I'm like, well, this is my time. This is my moment. Yeah. But on the other hand, I'm like, this doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
On a molecular level, it feels exploitative. I've heard about companies that do this sort of shit. Should I get involved? Should I not get involved?
Yeah.
What should I do? It really, it honestly could have been either here or there. In the end, late one night, I said I'm not interested, right? The minute that I said I'm not interested, the phone started going.
Yeah.
I was answering phone calls. They were saying, no, it's going to be great. It's going to be great. You're making a big mistake. You'll never get this opportunity again.
Sure.
And then...
they were right, to be fair. You've never got on telly since.
No, I know. It was the prophecy that came true, wasn't it? And then another person rang me who was their boss, yeah, who said, look, we've done so much work on you already that if you don't do this, we're going to blacklist you. You'll never work in this industry.
Wow.
So I was like, oh, fucking
hell.
Wait
till they see you stand up.
And then we had somebody else ring and they said, you've already agreed to it. We've got the emails. You've already agreed to it. You have to do this, otherwise we'll sue you. And I said, well, why did I need the contract?
Yeah.
And they went, bring it. And they went, that was just a formality. And I went, no, it wasn't.
Yeah.
I said, I'm not stupid. Don't call me again. And literally as I said that, the phone went dead.
Yeah.
And that was the end of that. Fast forward 6 months later, I'm eagerly waiting the anticipation of the greatest diets in history.
Yeah.
Right?
Because there's a little bit of you being like, if this blows up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But it's not called the biggest diets in history.
Right.
It's called Britain's fattest, smelliest cunts.
What was it actually called? Do you remember?
I don't remember what it was called.
Oh, because I wanted to find it and see the people who were on it.
Do you know what? If you Google the greatest diets in history, Channel 4.
I'll have a look.
I reckon it might come up, possibly.
Yeah, keep going anyway.
So there was a thing where it was in this spa, right? And they were all big, sad, fat cunts.
How
right?
to lose weight? Well, nah. Like, they've got too many fat cunt shows on. Yeah,
well, this is it. It's 20 years of fat cunt shows. So it was. They were all sad, fat fucks. So they were all like, ow. Sometimes people look at me and point, rah, 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 you know, and the other one was like, I drink too much and my doctor's like, rah, 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 rah. And it was that, basically. Yeah. Now, they had a character in that they'd never told us about called the Matron. And the Matron was basically Nurse Ratchet from fucking One Flew Over the Cuckoo's
Early
Nest.
Early noughties Telly will never be beaten.
She was about 6'3", a big, almost sort of, what's the bad woman called in Matilda?
Miss Trunchbull.
Miss Trunchbull. Miss Trunchbull-esque figure, but wearing that old Nurse Ratchet uniform of white stockings, long white dress. Yeah. You know, that sort of thing. Very stern woman in her early 50s.
Yeah.
Look like, you know, she's tried children, but she's barren. Do you know what I mean? That sort of look in a woman. Yeah. Super nanny, basically.
Sure, but, you know, more mean.
Yeah. She's got those little glasses, and she's just sneering at fat people. Get in! You're all here because you're disgusting. You know, like, literally.
I've just found my dream job.
Right.
I would love that. So look at you, you fucking messes. Just wandering around slapping burgers out of people's hands. No! No, salad for you.
Just you comparing that. So anyway, it wasn't scientific at all.
Yeah.
They had to do naked table tennis at some point, right? And it was like, you know, the Tudors believed that naked exercise was good. And then that was it, right? Yeah. And
that was the ancient Greeks.
Showing big fat cunts playing table tennis and their big fat tits wobbling about. And it was shot in a way that, like, there was a little daisy just above their tiny little fat nubbin of a Peter Andre cock. You know, like, and it was shite, right? Yeah. There was no spin-off series that was completely fabricated.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, fucking hell. Thank goodness I dodged that bullet.
See, I'm so gutted. Imagine if there was footage of that with you playing naked table tennis with a stern woman shouting at you. I would rip the head off it.
Yeah.
I would love that so much.
No! Bend for the ping pong ball at the waist, not the knees. We want to see your big fat anus, you horrible, disgusting mess of a human. They did, well, the thing is they did a TV show not too long ago, didn't they? Called, like, Is It All Right Being Fat or something? And it was on, like, Channel 4. Jed Salisbury was on it.
Yeah,
comedian
I did watch
Jed.
That, yeah. Jed and was fucking great
also, comedian, and I'm going to put that in comedian. Yeah. There's another couple of comedians
right.
that say they're comedians, but really they do 6 gigs a year.
Yeah.
And they were like fat activists.
Yes.
And it was all about like whether or not you should. So there was sort of 2 sides to people. There was one, a lot of people that were like, I'm really, really fat and that's not all right and I should probably fix it.
Yeah.
And there was another lot that were like, I'm really, really fat and it's society's problem
and
I'm fine.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah. And they'd bring in doctors and they'd go, the doctor would go, yeah, you, this isn't
Your
great.
Your liver's failing.
And they'd go, no,
that's
no,
fat shaming.
No.
Yeah.
There was one where there was a guy, a Sikh guy, and he was like, oh, I used to be dead big and fat. But I had a heart attack and then I had a gastric band and I feel a lot healthier. And all I'm saying is like, you know, this is what happened to me. I needed to make the change because I, you know, I've got kids. I want to see them grow up. And one of these fat activists is crying, going, I just think it's disgusting the way they've brainwashed this man.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
So he can walk upstairs unaided now.
Who's brainwashed him? God.
Yeah.
Like, he had a heart attack. Yeah. He should die so you feel better about yourself.
And like, I loved Jed on that because they kept trying to push him because like they kept trying to make the narrative that it's a trauma response and they kept pushing Jed on it being like, no, was it something horrible in your childhood? And Jed just kept being like, no,
I just
like cake.
Yeah.
And it's just like, no, I just eat too much. Yeah. And he was just like, he totally took it on it. And like, I fucking love that guy. And like, I thought he was awesome.
He was good on it. I'll tell you what else was good on it.
He engaged with it. He really like took everything in. He, you know, he was lovely with other people. Yeah. But also, he just wasn't having that shit.
There was, yeah, he stood up for himself a little bit.
Exactly.
There was another guy as well who was like his mate who was like working out and exercising and trying to make the most of it. Mm. And they were, the fucking fat activist, there was one on the, I'm going to name her, I don't even care. Miri Kane, she's called.
Right.
Really not a nice... She didn't come across as a nice person anyway.
To be fair, when I've met her, absolutely lovely.
Have you met her?
I met her a couple of times ages ago, gigging. Yeah.
Oh, right, okay.
She was lovely.
Didn't come across as nice on that.
Sure.
But, it could be edited in a million different
ways.
This
is it, you know.
But the way it was edited, it was like, oh, look at him exercising out there. God, he's fallen for the trap. That thin is healthy.
There is that thing where it's like, well, it is a bit. There is a bit of correlation there.
Look, I genuinely believe, as a fat man, that if you want to be as fat as you are, go for it. It's absolutely
totally
fine.
Agree.
And I'm never going to turn around to somebody and say, you need to lose weight. Never.
I'm only going to do it with my mates.
That's why you've not got any.
Whee.
Yeah. But on the other hand, you can't go to me and go, you know that thing about being thin? You know that's just a myth. No, I think it's real.
Yeah.
You know.
And like, you know, like there's always like the germ of a point in there that like, you know, being thin doesn't mean you're healthy necessarily, but being dead fat does mean you're going to be unhealthy at some point.
You can't also as well, I'm more than happy for you to say, look, I'm dead fat and I'm fine with it. Great. Good for you.
Power
happy
on.
Days. Great. Because you do you, and I
feel the same way about someone who smokes. They know it's bad for them, but they're like, fuck it, I like it.
Yeah.
Cool.
But if they turn around and go, actually, smoking doesn't even cause cancer.
Yeah.
You
that's
go,
what I'm like, no,
whoa. Sorry, what did you say? Smoking and cancer, correlation does not cause causation. But it does. It's bad for you. No. It's mainstream media that have told you to. You know, there's actually doctors that are on the payroll of nicotine patch companies.
Yeah.
No, behave. And it's the same with those fat people that are like, actually, obesity doesn't cause cancer. It's like, but it does. So
in an argument with a big fat lass who was telling me off some of my material. Like she said, like, right.
What was this, a comedian or audience member?
Somebody who works in the comedy industry.
Oh, okay. What was she called?
I'm not going to do that.
Like, really?
I'll tell you afterwards. There's no point. They don't know who she is and it just, you know, causes me grief.
Okay.
But like she was...
Maybe there should be like some sort of code for every time we have somebody that we know about in the industry. We'll put it on Patreon.
Yeah.
Do you know what we should do? We should have a little bell. Yeah. And every time we do it, we just ring the bell.
Go to Patreon. We'll see who we're talking about. But it doesn't matter. They don't know who she is.
Exactly.
They've never heard of her. Anyway, she said to me, "Is like, yeah, but like, because she was angry about that campaign that Cancer Research did saying that obesity causes cancer.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, but what about all the people who are obese who don't get cancer? And I went, what about all the smokers who don't get cancer? doesn't mean it doesn't cause cancer, and it doesn't mean it's not bad for you. It means, you know, only one in three people who smoke die of cancer from it. Yeah. That's still quite a fucking lot.
Yeah. You know? Oh, totally. Totally. Yeah, it's absolute... It's like any... It's like changing the world is less effort than losing weight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know the other time that I came close to being on a reality TV show was last year?
I don't know if I know about this one, do I?
I don't think you do.
Did you keep this to yourself?
Well, sorry?
Keep this as a little secret?
Well, yeah.
Keep this as a little secret.
Yeah. So, I...
They rebooted Britain's Fattest Cunts.
Yeah. Look, it was a Where Are They Now? Yeah. But unfortunately, it was just an hour of cemeteries.
No, there's one who's still alive. He's got a walk-in bath.
Yeah. He's got one of those special reinforced chairs.
Yeah.
So I got contacted by a company, production whatever, on TikTok, of all places, that seen me on TikTok.
Sure.
That said, we think that you're about right for this.
Mm-hmm.
And they got in touch with me and they said, this is what the show's called. The show's called The Circle.
Oh. You would be good at The Circle, actually.
I think I would be.
So, now, yeah, when I because you don't see each other and like you can pretend to be someone else in it. Now, and you're very manipulative.
Well, when I told this to a comedy friend, Paul Blur, he said, what, are you going to be the fucking Circle?
Yeah, I do remember this now because I remember I think I made that exact joke and he said, yeah, Paul's already got it.
So, I've never seen The Circle before. But if you haven't seen it, what it is basically is it's a bunch of people who are all living in their own... Pods. That aren't allowed to see each other, and the only way they can interact is via a sort of a WhatsApp group.
Yeah, basically. Essentially.
Yeah, where you can invite other people to your WhatsApp group, and you can chat one-on-one with people, and the whole thing is to form alliances and to vote people to vote out. You know how in Big Brother, they said, at one point they said, right, nobody's allowed to talk about nominations at ever. Yeah. Imagine if they just... change that rule in its head and said, like, that's
basically,
all you...
Yeah, that's all you're allowed to do.
Yeah. So it's manipulating, scheming.
And you can pretend to be someone entirely different if you want.
So you can set up a little profile on there that's a 19-year-old Swedish supermodel called fucking...
I think maybe I'm a bit more realistic. Well... be like, when they're like, oh, let's speak to Ingrid. And you're like, hey, up!
Do you know what my character was going to be?
What?
So they asked... They said to me... Characters tend to... So basically, I'm getting ahead of myself here.
Yeah.
So I watched a few episodes of the show and I was like, do you know what? I really like this.
Yeah.
And I also, I don't know, the producers didn't know this. I don't know if you know this either. I have a degree in English language and linguistics.
Uh-huh.
And this is all linguistic sort of analysis, basically. Yeah. And I also, my dissertation was in the lexical diversity of deception. Which is whether or not when people lie, they use a wider lexical set or a shorter lexical set. So it's all about manipulation within language. Mm. I know, surprise, surprise, that Captain Psychopath would be interested in manipulation and stuff. Anyway, right? So I watched a few episodes. I told him I was dead keen. We had a meeting, a Zoom meeting. It went well. And then he said, look, we want you to make some characters because we tend to find that characters do better.
Right. Right. How about Captain Bendy and the Egg?
Hello! Well, I watched the episodes and stuff. And so I knew that, for example, they'd already had an old lady character. You know, they'd already had that older Asian guy that Saeed did or whatever. You know, it was. So I'd worked out who was doing what, you know? They'd had the nurse. They'd had all those characters. Sure. So I created a character that I had a few
convicted
options.
Convicted paedophile. On tag.
Yeah. My name's Ian. I used to be in a band called Lost Prophets. But now...
Can you do a Welsh accent? I tell... Fucking these bloody kids.
They're so sexy. Oh,
I'll give him a good bumming.
Go right down to Cardiff. See their wee little... No, it's Scottish.
No, it's Scottish.
Oh, see their nipples in the water.
Their wee neeps.
Wee nips. So, anyway, right. I've said that about 20 times. So, anyway. I created a few characters. One of them was a 19-year-old really posh girl who was an art student.
Why are we going to do a girl?
Because they want the absolute opposite.
Right, but you talk You talk to people, don't you?
No, it's all...
Oh, it's only typed?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, could you imagine? Yeah. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello, dears!
Right, I didn't realise it was only typed.
Only typed.
Right, okay.
It was a 19-year-old posh girl who was an art student.
Right.
Right, okay. So they were sort of near on that. Yeah. The other one was a...
Whereas I am like, that is basically my entire sexual history.
Exactly, exactly. Well, that's what I was going to use as photos.
Yeah.
The other one that they loved was a truck driver in a...
Got the look?
In her mid-50s.
Oh, her?
Yeah, called Madge.
Right.
And they fucking loved the idea of Madge. They were on board with the Madge, right? Yeah. And it was going to be sort of like a Vera Duckworth-esque sort of strong female matriarch, but has sort of almost laddish sort of, you know.
Bit of a geezer bird.
Yeah. Likes darts.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. That...
Like when I played for my pub darts team and my first ever game was against a woman who had her T-shirt with The Hammer written on the back.
Because she squashes nails. Anyway, right, they loved that. Yeah. And then I had a meeting with another producer who was like that guy's boss.
Mm-hmm.
Loved it, went really well, right? And then I had another meeting with the his boss and his boss's boss, who was like the guy, went really well. And then they cancelled the TV show. Channel 4 decided not to renew the circle. And I got the phone call from the lad who'd reached out to me initially, who said, look, we are so shocked by this because we were prepping for the next series. And I said, he said, look, I'm really sorry because you've come so far. I said, just so I know, how far was I in the process? And he was like, this was the last 20. We were going to make the decision. And I said, just so I know, was I in or was I out? And he was like, you probably would have got it, yeah. And I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
I would have loved to have gone on the circle.
Yeah, you'd be quite good at that.
King loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was the one that I was like, damn.
You're never getting on telly, mate. It's never happening.
Oh, no, I know it's not. Over. It's done.
Like one Google of this podcast and it's done.
Oh, absolutely. It is...
Toast.
Dead in the water.
Yeah.
Dead in the water.
We've made our choice.
Huh. Now, listen, we would love to have you on our new reality TV show, but we listened to one of your podcasts, and in episode one, you made a joke about Agent Orange.
Oh, fucking hell.
Can you remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm really sorry. That was a one-time thing. It's good.
We listened to episode two.
Yeah, and you made a joke about Snorlax. Do you remember? Do you remember that? Yeah. I do remember that. Sorry about that.
Who's Choo Choo Steve?
Look, I'm really sorry. That was a one-time thing, and I wasn't actually associated with it. Is that why there's a little Choo Choo Steve train set on the? Yeah, about that, you see. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. If you could pick one reality TV show that you had to appear on, and it could be anything. It could be like Come Down With Me.
I don't know. I think I'd probably want it to be something shit like that. That's not going to affect the rest of my life. You know what I mean? Like,
but what if you had like one of your ADHD meltdowns and you ended up like the you're one, Jane. Enjoy the money.
Yeah.
I hope it makes you very happy.
I think I'd be all right. I don't think I'd give a fuck if I was on that. I think I'd find it very low pressure.
Yeah, but you can't really cook, can you?
I'm all right. I don't cook loads, but when I do, it's good.
What would be your starter main dessert?
I don't know, mate. I have absolutely no idea. No, here's what you do. Here's how you win an episode of Come Dine With Me.
Yeah.
Right. Your first course is a single ecstasy pill with a glass of water. That's all you're getting for the rest of the night. everyone's just in the taxi in the way. I'm like, you know what? I loved it. 10.
Yeah. Yeah. But unfortunately, you're off your tits. You're holding up a 3. We don't know how to... We've got to go what's on the card.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Like, none of them particularly appeal to me. But like, I'd like to be on one of the ones where, you know, you'd do a skill if I was going to be on one. But I don't have any. That's the problem. You know, like where it's like a woodwork challenge or whatever. But I don't know how to do it.
Woodwork challenge.
But I don't know how to do... Tell you which one I'd like to be on. Mm. Here we go. The Great British Model Railway Showdown. I'd go on that.
Ooh.
Go build a little model railway.
Really? Choo-choo Steve?
Go make a Choo-choo Steve model railway. Lego Masters would be fun, or I reckon that'd be a laugh.
Lego Masters with Will Arnett.
Yeah, but that's the shitter version. The Australian one's way better.
Oh, yeah, I've watched the Australian one as well.
So, but, like, that looks a laugh. I'd probably go out week one. I'm not that good at Lego. No. But it'd be fun.
Also, as well, the people that do that have your sort of, you know, Asperger's-y
type. No, they're all the other type of neurodivergent. They're all autistic, innit?
Yeah. You know? So it's all, like, you know, pulleys and fucking you'd be fucked.
Oh no, I don't think I'd do well, but like, I'm happy to go out week one. I just don't really want to be in. I don't want to be on the show, mate.
And so you'll be the one that goes, do you know what, actually just making it to the final 12
exactly was very happy.
Do you know what, just coming here was such an experience. And I learned so much from all the other Lego
mate,
masters.
Just how funny would it be though to go on, like, it's such a wholesome, lovely show, right? Everyone's dead nice to each other, they're all making these cute little models. I go on and like they're like, right, Rob, what have you done for your model? And I'll be like, I've done a doctor pulling an aborted fetus out of a woman.
I've done a life-size model of Auschwitz.
Have you ever heard of a cum slingshot?
See here, I've spelled Arbeit macht frei with a little lettering.
Yeah, but I've done it with chips. It's a little chip stand. Arbeit macht fries. It's cute. Ask me to make a restaurant. What do you want?
Da 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 da. I'm gassing it.
So what? Very powerful ovens.
Oh, God. God, you are the worst. It's a terrible time of history. You need to stop. I've done Pol Pot slaying 4 million Cambodians.
Yeah. Well, I've used 4 million minifigures.
Oh, like a God.
Giant spunking cock for the tower episode.
Like a tiny little cock. This is actually Peter Andre.
Poor Peter.
Sorry, Peter, but Rebecca Vardy's a fucking grass.
Yeah.
Bitch.
You know, if you do have a little dick, though, you know, don't jag Rebecca Vardy, would be my advice.
Yeah, I mean, I'd stay. To be honest with you, it's always going to feel like a little dick when it's in a massive cunt.
There we go. What time are we on? We're about there.
We're about ready to go. Do you want to show me one video?
Oh, yeah. Go on. I'll find you a little video.
Just show me one.
Go on. I'll show you a little one.
Show me one. I just want to see one. I'd like one.
Oh, here's just a fun little quick one, I think.
Oh, I like a fun little quick one.
Right.
So, okay, let me show you what this is. So this is a woman who is wearing some very shiny blue pants.
Say what she looks like. She looks like a modern indie wrestler.
Yes, she does.
Yeah. She's got that dip dye hair that goes from pink to blue.
Yeah, she looks like she's all the colours of a drumstick.
Yeah.
She's wearing those disco pants that were popular in 2012.
Some high tops.
She looks like a suicide girl.
Yeah.
And what she's doing is she's got a guy wearing a hooded balaclava with his nose hanging out, and she has got.
It's not the most notable thing about him.
No, he's naked. He's got his dick on a chair, a plastic chair, no less.
Yeah,
and she's got a hammer in one hand.
What do you think is going to happen next, Freddy?
I think that she's going to give him a gorgeous hand job, and then she's going to repair a short leg on that chair.
Well, let's have a look.
No, because I'll tell you this, right? Just a sec. She is taking ridiculous swings. Uh-huh. So the reason that I'm going no is because I thought that she was going to move it an inch above.
No.
And I thought that she was going to twat the shaft.
Oh, you are so wrong.
But
poor,
what she's doing is she is right on the tip and she's taking big old swingaroos. Oh!
Oh, you're done.
Oh, shit.
I haven't watched it this far yet.
His dick looks like her now.
It's got the same colours. But, mate, that's instantly after doing it. Can you imagine what it's going to look like the next day?
Oh, my God.
Right, I want to see a where are they now video of
throwing
this.
Throwing it out there, right? If that's on your head, you go to the hospital.
Yeah.
Straight away.
Oh, that's a concussion.
Straight away.
Yeah.
And somebody talks to you the whole time and goes, you're not driving, John.
Yeah.
Oh, she's pushing it. What's wrong with her?
Here, stop pressing on the button.
Oh, my God, it's getting darker. He's getting like a blood blister.
I can't watch that.
Right.
So, I can't watch somebody be that rough with a dick. I can't watch
You've
it.
You've got to watch the rest of it.
Go on. Go ahead.
Go ahead. 20
That's
seconds.
Cheating.
She's squeezing it.
Yeah, I broke it.
Oh, my God.
Look at
oh my God.
How far out that is from the skin.
Oh my God, look how big and bulbous that's getting.
You see that?
Oh! Oh my God. You shouldn't whack a dick with a hammer.
No. No. God, get that on a mug. Shouldn't whack a dick with a hammer.
Mate.
That was harsh.
It's rough, isn't it? It's like she really takes a run up at the screen.
No, we're not watching it again. No, it's horrible. It's horrible.
It's really
absolutely
bad.
Fucking gross.
It's really bad.
Mate, I think we're fucking done. I think we're done. That was horrific. Don't stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Because it's a strong tap.
It's a strong tap.
It's a strong tap.
Yeah,
That's the tap that could put a fucking picture up.
Oh, yeah. A nail's going in the wall with that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's not gentle.
Oh, God. Right, okay. Thank you for listening to this week's Dead Men Talking.
/ watching.
If you've enjoyed it, then Patreon. Become a Patreon.
Yeah.
It's £3. And for that, you get access to all the fucked up videos that we watch on the Discord server. Stop. You get early access to shows. You get an extra episode every week. You get discounts on merchandise. You get loads of stuff. Basically, you get 10 times your £3 worth. And you get to be part of one of, if not the biggest growing community on Patreon.
Yeah, Patreon and Discord as well. Like, our Discord is wild.
Our Discord's breaking 1,000 now.
Yeah.
We've got over 1,000 Patreons and we all chat to each other. It's a proper community. So if you love the podcast, get involved, because what also happens is you help us fund being able to do more crazy fucked up stuff, and we got loads of stuff planned. We make special videos. You get to see Rob's punishment set.
Oh, fuck me, yeah. If you want to watch me do a stand-up comedy set that Freddie wrote that I hadn't seen before.
He does a 1 minute silence for the Uyghur Muslims.
Oh, fuck, that was awkward. So yeah, get on the Patreon, come see us at the live shows. They're probably, the one in May is probably gone by the time this
June,
has gone out.
June the 15th it'll be. Available on the Frog and Buckets website, and if you want to send us a video, it's 07520.
You can slow down. Do you need to hear it?
It's
fucking hell.
07520. 644-644-931. God almighty. Right, that's the end of the episode. Go fuck yourselves.
Fuck off.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.